Before we discuss somebody who is renting a hotel room for Pesach or someone who's staying with his family in his parents' home or yeshiva bachrim regarding their dorm rooms, let's quickly discuss somebody who rented a home. So there the halacha is someone who rents a home on Yom Yud Gimel, meaning he rents the home before the Zman Bedika is chal, so then it depends. If he made a kinyan, meaning he gave money, kesef, shtar, chazaka, kinyan sodur, and the maskir gave the seicher, the renter, the mafteach, gave him the key before the Zman Bedika, the chiyu Bedika is chal on the seicher. Even if he doesn't plan on moving in until after Pesach, the chiyuv is chal on the seicher, the chiyuv bedika, the chiyuv bittel, because the maskir is mafkir his chametz as soon as he leaves the house. However, the maskir should also do a bittel. If before Leil Yodalid they only made a kinyan or only a key was given over, then the chiyuv remains by the maskir, even if the seicher already moved in by Leil Yodalid. There are those that argue and hold that if he gave over the key, even if there was no kinyan done yet, the seicher is chayiv, even if there was no kinyan. Now, this machlokes of whether you need to have a kinyan and the key given over, or just the key given over is enough to require the renter now to make a bedika, is specifically by a rental contract. However, by a regular mechira, someone is selling a house. Once he sells the house, the buyer is required to make the bedika, even if he did not yet get the key. Now, where the chiv is on the maskir, but he was not mekayim his chiv, let's say he's out of town, then the seicher is required to do the bedika, and he can't say that it's a mekach tois, unless, and the svara for that is because nichale la'adam lases mitzvah begufaya b'memoinai. A person is happy to do a mitzvah, either with his guf or with his money, and we say that even if the seicher knew that this would be the situation, he still would have rented the house, and this that he's saying now that he wouldn't have, it's perhaps because he found a nicer house. However, if the seicher was masnan beferush, almanas, he's only taking this apartment, almanas, that it's already checked, there are those that say that it's a mekach tois, and it's tzorech iyun lemaisa. Again, where the chiv is on the maskir, and the seicher doesn't know if the maskir actually did the bedika or not, and the maskir is not around, so if he rented it with a night in between, meaning there was a night that the maskir could have done the bedika before the seicher moved into the house, it's cheskasei baduk. And all the seicher has to do is a bittel. And the reason is because we say that every person has a chezkas kashrus that he does like the chachamim command him to do. And therefore, if there's one night, we say that the maskir actually did the bedika. However, if it's possible to ask the maskir, you must ask him, because this, since this house has a chazaka that there was chametz inside this house, we don't rely on the chazaka if it's possible to be mevarer the suffik. Now, these following cases, there are various opinions, and one certainly should ask exactly what to do. Someone who rents a room in a hotel, there are those that say that it's the same thing as renting a home. If he comes into the hotel room before Leil Yodalid, or he comes even after Leil Yodalid, but we know that the owner of the hotel did not do a bedika, he's required to do the bedika himself with a bracha. There are those that say that he should not make the bracha, because since the workers in the hotel clean the hotel very, very well, it has a din of a mokim she'ein machnisa b'chametz. And there are those that say that still you have to do bedika, maybe even with a bracha, because maybe there are pirurim under the bed. The hotel staff, the hotel crew, don't check the room that well. This is something that everyone should ask their own rabbi what to do. Someone who's staying in the home of his parents, it means he comes to his parents for Yantif, and they assign a specific room, and there's no one else coming into that room. There are those that say that he's required to do bedika and Leil Yodalid with a bracha. There are those that say the best thing to do is some sort of rental, maybe a symbolic rental from your parents. Others say that really it's only symbolic, it's not a real rental, and therefore you're not going to have a real chiyav bedika. Again, it's something to ask. Bachrei yeshiva that have a dorm room, many poskim say that they have a din of a seicher and they have a obligation to do a bedika in their rooms before they go home. If they're doing a bedika in Leil Yodalid, they should check with a bracha. Others say maybe do not make a bracha. And perhaps there's a way to get out of them having a chiyav bedika is if the Rosh Yeshiva, the owner of the yeshiva, sells the whole building to a goy.